Hello and welcome to In a Spiritual Sense, where we discuss all things spiritual, from growing your intuition, speaking with spirit guides, diving into past lives, the paranormal, and more. Join me, Stacey Piagno, where we work to bridge the gap between science and spirit. Hello and welcome back to another episode of In a Spiritual Sense. I'm your host, Stacey Piagno, and I hope everybody had a wonderful week. You know, with all the talk about dimension and the importance of perspective, I had a really beautiful moment the other day where I was standing in the kitchen and I was looking outside at this huge magnolia tree across the street. And the flowers just started to bloom and I was admiring how beautiful they all were. And then I started looking up at the very top and I thought, wow, I wonder what it would feel like to be the flower at the very tip top of the tree, just high as can be. And then I started looking at all the other flowers and I was thinking, well, you know, they're all pretty much exactly the same. And even though they all grow at different heights and at different times, they're all just as beautiful as each other, no matter where they're growing on the tree. I mean, the one at the very top is no different than the one far in the back that nobody can see. And if you can tell where I'm going with this, it reminds me a lot about us. You know, we're all born into different lives and we come into different levels of society. And some of us may have more support than others and a head start over others, but it doesn't mean we can't still be just as beautiful as any other flower on the tree. And the level that you're born into doesn't mean you can't grow to succeed just as much as any other flower on the tree. Quite frankly, it doesn't matter how high up on the tree you are or how high up in society you are. You can be just as broken or just as full, no matter your place. And although sometimes it does suit us to move environments, at other times, our brokenness or our fullness doesn't have to stem from our societal position in this life because we are all consciousness. And although we may all have different opportunities for growth, I can promise you we will all have opportunities to grow. And if the point of our consciousness is to grow, and we waste our energy on my opportunities versus your opportunities, then aren't we just depleting the energy that we do have? So, I don't know, just some food for thought that my dear friend the magnolia tree across the street shared with me. And now to get into today's topic. Today we're going to be expanding on last week's episode of the first dimension, unity, oneness. So if you have not seen last week's episode, I would recommend going to listen to it because it gives a much needed foundation in terms of the creation of the universe and how we all evolved from unity itself, from one central point. And with that, today we are going to take this foundation and discuss the process of how our universe continued to multiply itself and expand. And one of my favorite examples for this concept that you heard me talk about last week was the idea of how a tree starts from a single seed and continues to branch off into more and more versions of itself, or more perspectives. We also discussed how this is pretty much a natural occurrence with anything that grows. It all starts from one central point and it continues to expand. So today I will be continuing with the teachings of Matthias De Stefano as we move to the first moment of expansion. The moment after our center consciousness first had the initial thought of what all can I become. The moment this spot split into two and created the power of duality, the power of positive and negative. The power of our purpose and our mission, the masculine and the feminine. And this is one of my favorite topics because for a while now, I've constantly been drawn to the idea of duality and how we need one to have the other. And we've talked about how the point is not to get rid of the bad or one side of this, but perhaps change what we view as bad, to find harmony in the middle, to live in balance, right? Because energy will never be destroyed, only changed. So if we change our perspective, we change the energy. And honestly, using the terms good and bad isn't even the most accurate name. Stefano even mentions this when he says, quote, "It is not that these two energies are good and bad, but instead positive and negative," unquote. So they both give off different charges and they offer different experiences, as we've talked about. So today will be all about the power of duality, as we as a unified consciousness first split into two. And as I mentioned last week, Stefano's teachings reinforce the idea of how we need different perspectives to expand and understand the full truth. And so when consciousness first split into positive negative, Stefano explains how it allowed consciousness to begin forming different viewpoints of itself. However, in the beginning, one might think this was the most terrible thing because it's easy to feel trapped in the push and pull of the positive and negative, having only one or the other, which I think we can all relate to, because having ups can be very exciting, but sometimes it can get tough when you're pulled into the downs and you feel yourself longing for those ups, which can create more downs. And the push and pull of these two energies in our lives can at times be exhausting, almost like a roller coaster ride, if we let it. But if we can bring it back down to the nature of the creation of duality, we may then realize that without it, nothing could possibly exist. Stefano gives a beautiful example when he mentions, quote, "When you think about unity, it would be the most central spot that allows you to see everything in the universe, but you cannot experience anything because you can only see it." And he says he used to talk about unity as if it were a librarian who had read every book in the library but had never experienced anything that was written. And because of this, there was a moment when that librarian stood in front of the mirror and said, "What if I create another reality where I could live every possibility of what I was reading in those books?" So there comes duality. So I want you to think of it as if there is a projection coming from the self and splitting apart into two. And what happens is it now allows you to see yourself from a different viewpoint and a new perspective. Again, you being the consciousness. So you can now view yourself from another angle. And so when consciousness first split into two, two forces became produced. One being our purpose and one being our mission. The purpose is the positive energy in the universe. It charges and produces. And the mission is the negative. It absorbs and intakes. And if you can imagine, these two energies are constantly moving around each other, spinning and spinning, trying to see different perspectives of themselves. Stefano says it's like a dance where the self tries to see itself from every possibility, tries to see every different aspect of itself in a different way. So they have to move. And when one moves this way, the other has to move that way. So as a result, they are always opposite, always trying to see the back of one another. And from here, he says, they continue to split and split into more levels and waves. And so everything in the universe, since that first split, is a creation of positive and negative spirals. And this is so cool. Okay, I'm going to do an experiment for you. Now, I am going to get out a flashlight. And you're going to have to use your imagination a little bit because I only have two hands. But I want you to think of the flashlight as our positive, so our purpose. And as we step into the light, which is our natural inclination because our goal is to step closer to our purpose, what happens is the shadow from behind will become larger and the darkness will begin to surround you. And so we get unbalanced. And similar, if I move farther away from the light, the shadow, which is our mission, will become non-existent. And so with the light and dark just being projections, the only way that we will be able to see both is to be in the middle. Because if we go too much to the light or too much to the dark, the opposite will just over-embrace us and we will become lost in that perspective. And the universe will then hit us from behind, just as the shadow hit us from behind when we started to walk into the light. And I thought this was a really healing outlook when Stefano says, quote, "When we are dealing with the negative or the bad forces in the universe, they are just our own shadows trying to remind us and show us that we are out of our way. So when everything is going bad and the forces of the universe are telling you this is not your way, and suddenly everything goes down, it's not because there is a bad force in the universe. It's because you are so far away from yourself, which was that center point, that the energy called the mission is trying to pull you back so you can find your center again." He says the only reality is unity, and you cannot just go towards one perspective because they are not true. They are just one projection of yourself from another dimension. So positive and negative are the two energies that pull out from the core of unity. So we can have this movement and this dance, which create a spiral of light and dark and a network of energy that we call vibrations and frequencies. And so with the creation of duality comes the law that everything is constantly moving and evolving. Nothing is stable because everything is constantly spinning around itself, creating more and more of itself. And as many have heard, the only constant in the universe is that everything is unconstant. It's always transforming. That's why when we bring it down to the individual self and we talk about being stuck in complacency or stuck in one perspective, we get ourselves into trouble. It causes unhappiness or the feeling of a loss of control. We get stagnant in a universe that is fluid, and it becomes difficult for us to produce that lifestyle we want because we're going against the movement of our environment. And if you back up and think about it, it's disheartening to see that for so many generations, we have praised ourselves on being stable, right? I mean, we feel good when we have stability in our lives. And when we have one job and one house and one partner and everything is forever and nothing should ever change, this is good. And we are really doing a disservice to ourselves by reteaching this idea of stagnation. And I think it comes from us wanting to have control over our lives. You know, that's one side of us that comes out at times. But if we keep pressing too much, leaning farther and farther onto one side of things, we actually have less and less control. The way to gain control is to release control and move into fluidity, not attached to anything but the idea of life itself. Stefano mentions, due to these cultural teachings of stagnancy, when we become too complacent, that's when we often start to see life push us out of our comfort zone. And it is simply because this is the natural rhythm of life. Everything is fluid, and everything is set up for our expansion. And when life pushes us out of stagnation, a lot of us may view this as a crisis, but in reality, it's just life's force pushing us back to center. I mean, think of any example that you deem to be a crisis, other than maybe somebody getting physically hurt. You know, relationships don't work out, environments change, we get sickness in the body. They all stem from us not living in our most central point. We have what we call a crisis when we become unbalanced or when we're not tending to our needs. We get too far in one lane, so we become unstable. But we have to remember that these crises or this tipping of the scale is good for the universe because we need them to spill over so that we can rebalance ourselves. And this can be a crisis in ourselves, in the world, or in our universe. They push us towards evolution. So this is a deeper explanation of why we need both light and dark. We need the positive, which is our purpose, our goal, the focus ahead. And we need the negative, which is the mission, like the shadow that comes from behind us, pushing us towards our goal. And we need the receptiveness to learn how to live in harmony with both. And with the positive being our purpose, it not only represents the purpose, but the masculine within us, the projection we create of life. And the negative being our mission also represents the reflection of femininity within life. And this masculine and feminine pushes and spins and gives us fullness, if we can stay centered. And for me, this brings up the misunderstanding that a lot of us have with masculine and feminine, just as we have misconceptions of light and dark. When people talk about masculine representing the man and feminine representing the woman, you can see how that doesn't really apply. I mean, I think it does have threads connected to our survival days because history books teach us that men have to be the protectors and the hunters. And we see how in certain cultures, men became the projectors and the doers, and they took the role of masculine energy. Women, on the other hand, are nurturers because they carry children in their wombs, thus providing the space needed for growth. And so they took the role of the receptiveness of the negative energy, the feminine. And once you really dive into the meaning of masculine and feminine, to call someone just one or the other shows misunderstanding, because men and women are both of these energies, and we need both of these energies. I know in religion, for example, we hear about the creation of time with Adam and Eve, which is pretty much a personification of what this episode is about, the masculine and the feminine, the positive and the negative. But again, this is not supposed to be something that is good and bad, or male and female. And I think for some, it has evolved into that. The man represents the dominance, and this is good. the women represent temptation and sexuality, and this is bad. You know, a few weeks ago, we talked about how society teaches us that expressing our emotions is bad. It's soft. And I don't know, maybe I'm ignorant to say this, but some of the teachings that we grew up with are extremely stuck in just one perspective without the capacity to understand different truths of what is. And what I often see, and what I have often been through personally, is that when we over-personify ideas, it can cause us to sometimes get stuck in a lane, which again creates stagnation, therefore an imbalance. And I think there are so many different personifications or teachings of positive-negative that we have begun to take it too literal, and we get a little lost in it. It's like the idea of heaven and hell. Heaven is positive and hell is negative. It teaches us we don't want to be a negative because it's bad, and we have to get to heaven because it's positive and it's good. And so on one hand, this is misinforming us that things are either good or bad, and we only want good and we don't want bad. It's like when we compare light and dark as being good or bad. Stefano actually talks about this, and he says that back when we were trying to survive, we thought darkness was bad because animals were trying to kill us or people could attack us. And we thought light was good because we were able to see and defend ourselves. And so when we began to think that we only have just this one life for survival, and then we created this idea of heaven, we pushed the idea that since heaven was light, it was good. So hell must have darkness and it must be bad. And so he says, this teaching became something that was just biological because it was based from our survival. It's not something that's spiritual. And so what happens, he says, is at the time of humanity, we were all connected with this understanding that duality was needed for creation. And we split into men who were trying to achieve the purpose of the light, which was the knowledge. And then women who were in the caves by the dark of night, working with the ceremonies of the moon, which was wisdom. So what started as a reach for knowledge and wisdom soon changed into a misunderstanding. And so what happened was, as we began to see light as good, it evolved into men being good. And that meant dark was bad. And if dark was bad, anything that happened at night, including the women and their ceremonies, must have been bad. And so we start to split humanity into good and bad. And we became disconnected from the universe and more connected with the feeling of surviving in this only life. So if we can understand this, it will help us come back to a more centered truth. Because the role of duality should not be good or bad. The role is just to create different experiences. And so from this split, our universe started to expand. And these two energies of positive and negative began to dance and move. And we began to see vibrations. We saw low vibrations and we saw high vibrations. And they began to weave the body of waves that we now call the network of time, which, as Stefano refers to, is one of the two perspectives of the second dimension. Time takes on the negative energy, and then the positive will begin to create what we call space. And so time and space are the two energies that will create the foundation to hold all of us in this reality. It will be the body that holds every possible projection of creation and experience. And so from there, the creation of time and space and positive and negative caused an echo that formed from the bouncing of push and pull. And this echo created sound. And with the positive and negative splitting, there became a third point in the center that was neutral. And so here we start to see the creation of the third dimension, which now held three points of the Holy Trinity. And with the creation of three points, we have the creation of form itself. Think about the most simplistic shape you can make. It's a triangle, because you need at least three points to make a form. And so from here, a new reality of matter was created. And this matter would soon be the sacred geometry of our entire universe, which had the purpose of helping our consciousness with a plan. And so from here, the cosmic plan was formed, and our beings were created. Because matter had not yet been created until this time of Trinity. And with the creation of form and matter, it allowed us to evolve into beings. And we were now able to live out experiences. And so this Holy Trinity of energy, vibration, and matter soon led us to where we are today, with the network that surrounds us and fills us. And so it continues to get more intricate, and there's more meaning and there's more layers, but this is as far as we're going to go today. And so this is how we came from unity to duality to matter. And as we continue to evolve, I think understanding this process will allow us to get back to an understanding of how neutrality allows us to see the truth that all sides are valid. So this was a quick one, but duality is one of my favorite topics, and I really hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, please use it to inspire those around you, and I will see you next time on In a Spiritual Sense. For those looking to connect further, please feel free to send emails to info@inaspiritualsense.com or hit me up on Instagram at spiagno, that is S-P-I-A-G-N-O, where you can find weekly inspiration and updates. I look forward to connecting with you.